Much of Greater New Orleans has been naturally sinking for generations, but scientists don't know a lot about why, where, or how fast it's happening. So now they're looking below the streets for clues, at the layers of dirt, sand, and mud. And, as WWNO's Travis Lux reports, the city hopes it'll help prepare us for the future.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
In a grassy park in the Gentilly neighborhood of New Orleans, a group of scientists are standing up and twisting a big piece of metal into the ground.
It's like a really long and complex corkscrew.
Alex Kolker is one of them. He works for Tulane University and the Louisiana University's Marine Consortium, or LUMCON. These scientists are using the instrument called an auger to dig deep into the ground and pull up soil samples. Roelof Stuurman is there too. He works for Deltares, a research group from the Netherlands that specializes in water management and soil science. Stuurman says we still have a lot to learn about the dirt and water underneath our feet.
There is a lack of groundwater information in the city, and in this week we want to make as many possible holes to determine the groundwater level. And that is very important to determine the risk for subsidence.
Subsidence is when the soil shifts and sinks, and it's happening all over the city. It can cause water pipes to break, potholes to form in the street, and it can crack the foundation of your home. Understanding what's in the soil and how deep the water table is can tell us where and why certain parts of town are sinking. The scientists turn their auger, pull up some dirt, and examine it. Molly Keough is with Tulane University. She points out how the colors of the dirt have changed as they've gone deeper.
So we've got some kind of a darker brown color. That is all clay material. You kind of get a sandy layer. It's a little bit lighter colored, back to clay.
Somewhere around the 7-foot mark, they hit water. The team gets really excited when the auger comes out with a suctiony slurp.
Yeah. Oh, now. Oh,
wow.
All right.
Maybe it was going down.
All right.
A lot of stuff.
This is just one of 75 holes they dug across town last month. Their ultimate goal is to create a 3-dimensional model of the soil and the water underneath New Orleans. Kolker says that'll help the city make decisions in the present and in the future.
And it might help us predict where New Orleans is going to be 10, 20, 50 years in the future as it continues to sink.
And that's exactly why the city asked for this research, to bring things into focus.
You know, you might think of it like a photograph. I think we had a good enough grainy photograph to have an understanding of what the picture looks like, and hopefully this will make it a little more high def.
Tyler Antrip is the Urban Water Program Manager for the City of New Orleans, and he says this high-def image will help the city make big decisions
in terms of what kind of foundations you might need for buildings or roadways.
And where to store water in the soil. The city wants to rely less on mechanical pumps and canals to get rainwater off the streets. It wants to build more detention ponds and rain gardens in sandy places. That's because sandy soils absorb water way better than soils with lots of clay.
We may want to, you know, look at places where we have those large sand layers so that we can actually, you know, retain the water there.
Meanwhile, the water keeps coming. Clouds are moving in and the sky is getting dark. So the team collects their tools, piles into a minivan, and drives off toward the next site, hoping to beat the rain. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.